Monday night or Zion Cheshman. Okay, so we started saying the Saint Alamotar tonight. So we'll go over quickly the halachas. Hopefully you're familiar with them already. It's not a mashiva ruach. When you move to Eretz Yisrael, you could forget about all the halachas usually, because if you say Morin at all, you're okay. Except up till Mechai HaMesim, you do have to say again Mashiva Ruach, Morin HaGeshem. You can't get away with Morin HaTol if you're before the end of the Bracha. But everything else you could sort of forget. But the Saint Talamata you can't. So we'll go through the... If you didn't say the Shem Hashem yet in the Chasimus HaBracha, so just go back to the Saint Talamotar and continue further. If you said the Shem Hashem, even if you did not say Mevorech, but you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you just continue and say it in Shema Koleinu. The reason I'm stressing that is because in Shema Koleinu there's a different halacha if you just said Shem Hashem and you didn't say Shomeya. But in Mevorech Hashonim, you have the option of saying it in Shema Koleinu, and therefore, even once you said the Shem Hashem, just continue, and you'll say it in Shema Koleinu. Where, you know, after Davin Ashkenaz Sfarad, you know, where there's a dot there, before Keto Shomeya, say the Saint Talamotar, I think it should be a little more complete sentence. Saint Talamotar Pneho Adomo. Be a complete sentence. Okay, Kachne Reli. If you didn't say it in Shema Koleinu at that point, so now we go to the next step. If you said Shem Hashem only in the Chasimus HaBracha, you say Lamdeni Chukecha, because rather than repeat Shemona Esri again, and rather than go back, so Lamdeni Chukecha is an option. It's not an option in things like Al Hanisim or other things which don't require Chazorah, but when there's a requirement of going back, then we allow the option of saying Lamdeni Chukecha if you just said Baruch Atah Hashem and you didn't say the word Shomea yet. So you say Lamdeni Chukecha and you go back the same Talamot Levracha Pneihu Adoma and Kiatah Shomea. Okay. If you said the word Shomea, then if you didn't start yet Ritzei, you can say the same Talamot. There's also an option in Mochamr Dika Haskaros. You can say the same Talamot between Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tzilah and Ritzei. If you didn't start Ritzei, even one word, you didn't say the word Ritzei, so you could say it there. If you started Ritzei, then you go back to Birchas Hashanim. You don't go back to Shomea Tzilah, you go back to Birchas Hashanim. Okay, and if you finish Shemona Esrei, which means you're not saying any more tachanunim. Elokai Nitzor L'Shonim Miro is tachanunim. Doesn't matter. One Yule Ratzon, two Yule Ratzon, doesn't matter. At the point where you're not saying any more tachanunim, so even before you take the three steps back, it's called you finished Shmona Esrei, and you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. So we gave you six scenarios to remember about, and when to say the same Talamata. Okay. We're in Chavis Al-Bavah Sharakaniya, and he's talking about, just in general, again, Hanhogas of the Balkaniya. So we're up to number three out of the five, and number three of this Perek. And number three is that people are praising him, or What's more likely, they're cursing him out, saying how terrible he is. So he says, how does the Baal Kaniya react? So if they're praising him, so he should think to himself that he really didn't do much, and if the person who was praising him knew all the how he's lacking, and how the Baal Kaniya always thinks about how he's lacking in his service to Hashem, in the sense that he has to do more and more. And, you know, so he did one thing good, and they caught him doing something good. They should stop. They shouldn't do that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be happy if a person is heaped with praise when he's lacking in so much. So Koshkei, because the Lord says, "Imshabchenu b'sheker," if they are praising him for something that is not true, so he has to then say, you know, stop. You know, it's not only am I lacking in general, but you have to add to that to praise me for something that is not even true and I didn't even do. So please stop. Vim yizocher b'rosh also. That's the more likely scenario. If they're talking about what a terrible person he is. So the Baal Kneya will not. This is very interesting. The Baal Kneya will not try to justify himself and not try to. I could just say it's not going to work anyway. But he's not going to try to get people to stop talking about him. And Yodal Masho Bikitsuro. He'll say, look, you know, I'm lacking, it's true. Maybe I didn't do this particular thing, but I did plenty of other things. And Va'al Yechazer Acher HaMaslos doesn't look for excuses. L'hinokos mimenu uluzakos atzmo. Moshama Yehuda tzotka mimeni. So I guess here he's talking about if it's true. Va'al Yishtadel l'hachlem u'l'hakish ha'masaper. He won't try to, like, brazenly deny. Val Yashimenu, and he won't have tainus alasher gila also, even if the person did it shalok halacha, but mitzvido, he's not angry, he's not upset, because he feels that, you know, he taka deserved that. Avol yoimelo, and he should say to him, ochi mashir masher shkapta lai meiro amaso yetzul mashvo yodate mimeni. You said bad things about me, you can keep going, I have a lot more things. Hashem is merich apayim, and he doesn't reveal everything I'm doing to other people. So it's okay, because you don't know the half of it. If you would only know how much more I did, you wouldn't even... They would be afraid of being caught up in my punishment. I don't try to cover up. That's if it's true. I will stop here. That's enough for now. Yeah.